Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Christopher Anderson. And Chris, we're talking relationships today and specifically boundaries, correct?
Absolutely, Brendan. We sure are. And honestly, there's been much in the news in the past years, and especially now with the war going on, about boundary violations. And hopefully, our conversation today will help prevent conflicts or even wars breaking out in your own relationships.
Yeah, so explain why this topic right now.
Well, Brendan, as a counselor, I so often deal with couples or even individuals when they come in for sessions, especially about external threats to their relationships. And there are at least some concerns with how one or both clients are processing or interacting with each other or others, especially with former spouses or partners, boyfriend, girlfriends, that type of thing. And this seems to have increased recently, likely due to the stresses from COVID, from world events, and basically just the uncertainty of moving forward during a time like this.
Just so we have a solid understanding of what you mean by the word boundary, can you clarify?
Absolutely. So basically, a boundary is like an imaginary line or a not-so-imaginary line, like a wall or some other separation that communicates that this point is where something changes, stops, or starts. For example, when you're driving down the interstate and you cross from one state to another, there's an imaginary line that says, this is where Pennsylvania stops and New York starts. So there's a new set of laws, a new governing body, and adjustments need to be made accordingly when you cross over that boundary. Now, in relationships, boundaries are a set of rules that will help people interact so that relationships are preserved, strengthened, and basically threats to those relationships are minimized as much as possible. So now there's a different set of boundaries or rules, if you will, for different types of relationships, such as intimate or romantic relationships, your friendships, boss-employee type relationships. And of course, now with the pervasiveness of online activities and social media engagement, there's some rules that really should help to govern how we interact online, too, to protect our integrity.
And we've definitely addressed that before.
We did, Brandon. And you know what? I'll continue to address that, too, as this is just so important. But one area that I want to zero in on right now is how we interact within blended family situations where children are involved and there needs to be communication between the children's parents who are no longer together. So to understand why having a strong set of guidelines for interacting with the other parent is so important, it's critical that we first understand why this is being recommended. First and foremost, we have an enemy. We have a cunning enemy who is very sly and opportunistic. So the devil will exploit any and all weaknesses in our walls, in our boundaries. So secondly, a healthy and agreed upon set of interaction rules or boundaries between the parents helps maintain the child or children's own sense of stability and security when they see their parents interacting in a way that is respectful and honoring, even when the parents are no longer together.
Chris, this sounds like we could spend a long time discussing even this one angle.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Brandon, I have a few guiding principles here to remember in blended family situations. You need to remember that in divorce cases, there are negative impacts. Of course, the most obvious are the potential for emotional, relational, or spiritual harm on the children, which is one of the main reasons why we're addressing this topic today. But also the marriage and relational history of the couple that has divorced is also a casualty. So if the parents try to stay friends after a divorce, unless neither parent gets remarried or even have intentions of getting into a different relationship, then this attempt to stay friends and communicate for reasons other than strictly for the benefit and welfare of the children, in this type of situation, there's a high potential for one or even both parents to start having feelings again for the other person. And again, mainly in cases where the marriage didn't end on very bad terms. So if there are new step-parents in the picture because of the blending or the remarrying, that is a tremendous threat to the stability of this marriage. So my recommendation is if a remarriage does take place, then the communications with the former spouse needs to be strictly over issues concerning the children and absolutely nothing else. There is really no room in a new marriage or in a new relationship with the old spouse for reminiscing about the good times. And there cannot be dinners at the former in-laws or inviting the ex-spouse to social events. In cases where the children may be involved in sports or other performances in school situations, the ex-spouses do not need to necessarily sit close to the current spouse and the new spouse. So again, this is only if remarriage has taken place or if there is a new relationship with one of the ex-spouses and somebody else. So if neither of the spouses are in the new relationships and they want to sit together, that could be different. But hopefully this may actually lead to a reunification of the marriage if that were the case. But again, texting, calling, and especially social media, these are areas that need healthy relationship boundaries or rules. So I recommend that ex-spouses not be social media friends. And then they just need to really set some clear guidelines about when they will communicate. And again, keep it in the best interest of the children.
Well, you've been listening to another edition of Real Answers with Christopher Anderson. It airs Wednesdays during the Noon Report. We tackle the tough topics facing today's families with Christian counselor Christopher Anderson.